Here in the kingdom music sound of Mr. Canton Jones, a.k.a. K-Jo, and that was a password, also known as Jesus, and you are tuned into the Franchise Room. I done took over for a quick second, and I am your host, Bishop T.L. Brown. And I am the pastor of Keep Hope Alive Baptist Catholic AME, Pentecostal Church of God in Christ, high definition pimping. And I have a very special person with me right now. I got the person that I always turn to for help whenever I have a problem or a situation I'm going through. Well, the first person I always go to is Jesus. But ain't no but to that. But you know, that's what it is. But you know, after I go to Jesus, the second person that I go to is the prophetess of Keep Hope Alive Baptist Catholic AME Pentecostal Church of God in Christ, high definition pimpin'. And I also have with me, I'd like to give her an introduction, we have prophetess pretty Fushaquan Sadite in the house. How are you doing?
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful. How are you?
God bless you. I'm God blessed. That's how I'm doing.
Amen.
You ain't never heard that before, have you?
You're blessed.
I'm God blessed. we are here to let you all know what you need to be on the lookout for. June 26th and June 27th at Victory Bible Church, located at 1942 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas. We are bringing to you all a play that is better than any play you've ever seen before. Now, that's what I'm saying. Now, real quick, Ms. Prophetess, what do you see happening on June 26th and 27th? Because I know you like to prophesy, so what do you see?
You know, I see in the spirit. Hold on, I see it. It's coming
what
to
do you see?
Right now.
Uh-oh.
I see people getting saved.
Oh.
I see people getting delivered. Even in the midst of the play. I see people getting set free. Yes, I do. I see people's lives being turned around. I see people coming in one way and leaving out another. Yes, I do.
I know.
Yes, Hallelujah. And I see people on their face crying out to the Lord saying, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Yes, Lord. I see it all on June 26th and 27th.
God is well. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let me ask you something, Prophetess Pretty Boucher Cross today. Do you see anybody forgetting their lines?
Do I see anybody forgetting their lines? They say, forget it, God's going to have to bring it back to the remembrance. Okay,
let's say
we're going to have to go to the top impromptu road.
So it's going to be no line forgetting on June 26th and 27th because we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ.
You better recover it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a favor real quick. If anybody does forget their lines, can you prophesy their lines to them just in case?
See, that's
will you let the Lord use you?
I'm going to be able to see what they need to do, what they need to say, where they need to be. And if a certain person, I have to let them know it's going to be set in place because it's going to be done in decency and in order. See, I'm going to be that friend. I'm going to be that one position where they need, if they need me, I could tell them.
Yes.
And it's going to be on point. It's going to be on point.
Hallelujah. Well, let me just tell everybody real quick, because they hear it going on and on and on and on and on, and they're saying, well, we don't know what this play is about. Okay. Can I borrow the ball, first of all?
Go ahead. Can I borrow?
Because, you know, you got to roll the brown, but we like to roll everything. Can I borrow your prophecy in for a second?
Go ahead.
I'm about to borrow Prophetess Pretty Boucher Kwanzaa Diddy's prophecy, and I'm about to see what this play is all about to tell you all. Let me let you all know, okay? You're going to meet Bishop T.L. Brown and his wild family and friends live in HD, okay?
HD.
Now, before he was Bishop Brown, before I was Bishop Brown, I was Boogie Brown, because I like to get down. Now, if y'all don't know nothing about that, let me tell y'all real quick. Hey, I'm the best bet to the bookies, the best to the rookies. The people call me Boogie because they know I get down. They call me Boogie. Best bet to the bookies, the best to the rookie. The people call me Boogie because they know I get down. Hey, now I just want y'all to know, now I wasn't always Bishop T. Brown. I was first Boogie Brown, and the Lord had to come save me so I could become Bishop Brown, okay? I just need people to know that. I don't want anybody out there thinking that you're just going to be right as soon as you come out the pipe. You feel me?
That's a word.
That is a word. Well, the pipe is a word, but what I just said was several words. But it's the capital W word of God that we standing on, okay? Now, I want y'all to know, before I founded the Keep Hope Alive Baptist Catholic A&E Pentecostal Church of God in Christ High Definition Pimpin, I was one of the country's biggest drug dealers. I just want y'all to know how I get down. You know what I'm saying? Rubber band man. Wow, there's a Taliban. That was me, Boogie Brown, because I got down. You know what I'm saying? I'm the best bet to the bookies, a vet to the rookies. The people call me Boogie because they know I get down. Well, anyway, before I founded Keep Hope Alive Baptist Catholic A&E Pentecostal Church of God in Christ High Definition Pimpin', I was one of the country's biggest drug dealers. Yes, I was. Now, I just want y'all to know, this story, this play, God is Love, A Preacher's Revelation, it ain't just about me. No. It's about me and all of my family and all of my friends, because I'm going to tell y'all what the Lord told me. The Lord, can I borrow your prophecy in one more again?
Say it again.
Can I borrow your prophecy in one more again?
What is my prophecy?
Can I borrow your prophecy tomorrow? I had to roll it for you to understand. Can I borrow it tomorrow?
Go ahead. Just a little bit.
What's that girl name on the X-Men that used to steal everybody's powers? Rogue. I'm about to rogue your prophesizing real quick, okay?
Now the Lord
showed, he prophesied to me the scripture Ephesians 5:11. And for anybody that's wondering what that scripture is, it is have no fellowship with darkness, but rather reprove it. And I believe that Bishop Brown's calling is to unite the saints and expose the devil. So in order to do that, I need to be surrounded by spiritual warriors. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I want everybody to know that this play ain't just about me. Each character in this story has a personal test that transforms to a universal testimony. Now, we use songs, monologues, and sometimes even fist fights to bring out the writer, Mr. John Christian's passion and enthusiasm, okay? Now, I'm sure everybody's wondering, how did a pimping hustler find his way to the pulpit? Well, let me tell you. Let me rogue your prophesizing one more time.
Go ahead.
All right. I look for love in all the wrong places, and then I discover that God is love.
Now, Prophetess Pretty.
I just told the people that everybody went through a transformation. Can you share with the people the transformation that you went through personally during this God is love or preacher's revelation? What transformation did you come out the pipe as Prophetess Pretty Boucher Kwanzaa did it?
No. See, I wasn't always prophetess, see.
Okay.
This is what I used to do. The vision that I see.
Oh, you see it?
My God. See, the vision I had was not always my God. You heard of, LaToya Jackson. Yeah, they call them psychics. See, I used to be up in that witchcraft. See, I used to see everything.
Yeah, that was by
a different spirit, see.
Yeah.
And then they used to call me.
Like gin and vodka. You know what I'm saying?
What? The wiser spirits.
Oh.
Yes. And they used to come to me whenever they wanted to get their fortune told. Yeah, they paid me a lot of good money for that. And
Lord,
I was willing to do it because I could see it. Mm-hmm. And they was like,
okay.
They would call me on the phone. They would call me, pretty Pinky Bougie, can you tell me what my future is? I said, sure you can. Am I going to win the lottery? No, you're not. When am I going to be able to play it? You're going to play it on Tuesday. Play these numbers and you're going to win this amount of money. I could do that all the time. But when I got saved, I went to a service. I went to a revival, and God convicted me. He's like, you know what? You have a gift. So I want you to use your gift for my glory.
Amen.
I said, to God be glory. Yes, Lord. The name of Jesus is yes. Hallelujah. And from God, Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. From that day forward, I have never been the same. And my gifts still remain, but I've used my gifts for a different reason. Now I am prophetess, and I will tell you what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was just a word for somebody. Now, look. We only got a minute left, okay, because we just wanted to tell y'all about this play coming. God is Love, A Preacher's Confession. Now, I want y'all to know it ain't just about us. We got a whole lot of other folks in this show, so y'all need to come check it out June 26th and June 27th at Victory Bible Church in Lawrence, Kansas. Go ahead and Google it, or you can just Google Prophetess Pretty Boucher Kwanzaa did it, and she can give you all the information for when the play is going to be, where it's going to be. Now, Prophetess Pretty, how much can you prophesy and tell me how much the tickets cost?
Let me see. Okay. Give it to me, Jesus. Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
The Spirit is telling me right now that it's going to be free. There's going to be no
charge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Receive it even right now. Receive it even right now.
Let me preach this real quick. Y'all heard that we're in a recession. The devil is a lie. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, we in a blessing because that's what we in because the Lord ain't never recessed his blessings. You better know that.
Right.
Papa Frank, you got 10 seconds to tell the people how much you hate the devil and let them know they need to go on and come out and see this play.
You know what? The devil has gotten on my last nerve. He has controlled this world long enough, and it's time for the saints to stand up. So I want the saints, the aints, and our friends to be in this place.
Everybody.
So we can be on one accord and do what God tells us to do and follow the name of Jesus and be covered by the blood of Jesus, because you know what? We are victorious, and we are going to
Amen.
See some awesome things happen on June the 26th and the 27th. God bless you.
God bless you, and we love you.
You were like, you were cheap, you deceived.
We hate the devil, and we love the Lord and all of his children.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm going to spend my crown, and I'm going to fight. The blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. I came to the learn. All the stunts that you're pulling really getting on my nerve. Forget what you used to, forget what you heard. The word, I light a lamp, I feel the feet I walk with. The more I eat, the more I hate the mouth that you talk with. Holiness before me, pull me back when I get near it. I punch you in the face if you were in the spirit. But the enemy comes from me too. Kill you and to destroy you. Doesn't matter your race, man, woman, girl. Care nothing about you, he's trying to take you out. It feels good, but you're dying, man. He's nasty and he's mean. Come on, the winning team. Don't play with him no more. You see, I had to let him go. Cause I hate you. You a lie, and the truth ain't in me. Trying to kill my parents, my brother, my sister.
You want to kill me.
Ain't gonna be easy, no.
I
despise you with all my soul. I'm disgusted by your presence alone. I am upright. Yes, God can mold me. Yes, I'm saved and my body's holy. Yes, I was guilty, but Christ died for me. Don't believe the lie, y'all, the devil's phony. He's just mad cause he can't hold me no more. Got an open door, he can't close. Trying to take me out, yeah, he can't close. I got a word now, y'all, and I'm so bold. Like no weapons from the never seen the righteous of the Lord forsaken, nor is he making bread. Yes, the ones are real, though I'm tired of this mess. Sick of this thing, better we all call flesh. Holy Ghost, run it up, better do what it do. And I'm a sprinkle, all the edges on you, yes. Trying to make me do wrong when I'm right. Trying to speak death on my new life.
You want to steal me.
Refuse to follow you and say, ain't lifting up my eyes in no hell. No, no, no. You're an accuser of the sanctity. Ain't gonna shoot death no more. I came.
You wanted to kill me, but it ain't gonna be.
I swear I hate every demon in hell, your grandmama and you.
You
Satan, I just can't stand.
This song.
Yes, you I hate you, wanna fight you, can't tell you how much I don't like you, a deceiver, and a liar, you get on my last nerve, I despise you, you stupid and simple, trying to defile me, I'm a temple, now I'm fed up, and I want you to know that.
My soul, man, I mean it. You wanted to kill me, but it ain't gonna be no.
Yeah, I'ma spend my crown and fight through the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. And I see what you're trying to do, so I wrote this song.